Welcome to Soundwaves, the audio blog by Dean Brenner of the Latimer Group, the experts in persuasive communication. In this edition of Soundwaves, Dean looks at LeBron James' July 10th announcement in Sports Illustrated and how humility and authenticity can help you when big news needs to be delivered in your organization.
Hi, this is Dean Brenner and welcome to Soundwaves. So every once in a while, something pops onto my radar screen that really catches me off guard. I read the news, I read the comment and opinion pages, I pay attention to what's going on in the world, including the sports world, and very little truly surprises me. I mean, you know, a lot of the things that we read about, you can sort of see them coming, they're pretty predictable, and especially with the way public figures, sports, politics, business, everybody, celebrities, the way public figures behave is very rarely significantly surprising anymore. You know, most people are pretty heavily scripted. Most celebrities and public people are handled by teams of experts, and they expect the way they behave the way you would expect them to behave. But every once in a while, something pops up that you didn't expect, and it really stands out. And that's what we all saw on Friday, July 10th, when LeBron James, undisputed as the best basketball player on the planet right now and one of the best basketball players of all time, announced in a very subtle and understated and humble way that he was switching teams from the Miami Heat, where he has played for the last 4 years, back to his first team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, who he had left in a really bad way in 2010 when he switched to the Heat. When he left in 2010, which he had every right to do because he was a free agent, the manner in which he left really left a lot to be desired. He made a big deal out of it. There was something called the decision. There was an announcement party in Miami with a couple of his teammates, all of it over the top, all of it unnecessary, all of it around, look at me, look at me, look at me, look how great I am. And it left people who had been cheering for him for a long time with a really bad taste in their mouths. And it made a lot of people who were neutral on him in the past feel really negatively about him and his new team. And I was one of those people. It really turned me off. I didn't like the way his old organization was treated. I didn't like the way the fans in Cleveland were treated with his departure. It was handled very poorly. And it took him a couple of years to recover from that from a PR perspective. And now here we are. He's a free agent again in the summer of 2014. And for the last 2 weeks, no one really knew what he was going to do. He was very, very quiet about it, as were all of the people in his inner circle. And there was a lot of time and energy spent anticipating and predicting where he would go from the sports media. But no one really knew. And then on Friday, there was an announcement on Sports Illustrated's website, written in the first person, written by LeBron, but in conjunction with a Sports Illustrated writer, that announced that he was going home, that he was going back to Cleveland. And you can find it on the Sports Illustrated website very easily, si.com. It's called I'm Coming Home by LeBron James. And I really encourage you to read it, even if you are not a sports fan at all. If you don't care a bit about sports, there's still something for you to read here, because this isn't a sports story, and I'm not commenting on a sports story. The reason I'm bringing this up and the reason why it struck me so much is it was such a remarkable way to announce major news. It was subtle. It was understated. It was honest. There was no spin. It was humble. And it was completely the opposite of his announcement 4 years earlier that he was leaving Cleveland. He clearly had paid attention. He clearly had heard the criticism. And he's grown. And you know, kudos to him for that. There were clearly mistakes made in 2010 with his departure from Cleveland. And the way he handled this was 180 degrees the opposite from the way he handled that. He didn't lay blame on anybody. He took responsibility for what he did in 2010. He was respectful of the organization he's leaving, the Miami Heat. And he was respectful of the organization and the fans that he's going back to, the Cleveland Cavaliers. It was incredibly well done. And I'm talking about it and I'm writing about it today because we so rarely see things like this anymore. so many people are driven by, you know, how do I get attention to myself and eyeballs and clicks and column inches, and how do I make myself the subject of commentary? Look at me, look at me, look at me. What can I do? Whose talk show can I get on? How can I get more attention for myself? That's what so many of us and what the celebrity world is driven by today. And this wasn't that. There was a piece written. He said there would be no press conference. There would be no follow-up party. There would be no other announcement. This was it. Time to get back to work. Wow. If you haven't checked out the piece, I encourage you to do so. It's on Sports Illustrated's website. It's really a fascinating read because it's unlike anything else we see in the 21st century celebrity world. Anyway, I hope this is helpful to you. This is Dean Brenner from the Latimer Group signing off, and until next time.
To learn more about Dean Brenner and the Latimer Group, visit thelatimergroup.com. And if you'd like to learn more about coaching opportunities for your team in 2014, including info on the Latimer Group's new workshop on listening skills and followership, email info@thelatimergroup.com.